A Degas? Jack asked. I thought Degas was a painter.
He was, but he also sculpted. Their Chinese takeout dinner sat forgotten on the kitchen counter. Jack had arrived home to find Zoe scrolling through websites, searching for information on the sculpture. Jack circled around the figure and studied it from all sides. About 20 inches tall, the sculpture portrayed a dancer balanced on one foot as she looked at the sole of her other foot. It conveyed a feeling of graceful motion. The surface was dark brown, with some lighter golden highlights, and wasn't completely smooth. Several cracks traced along the rough exterior. After the surprise of seeing it, Zoe had immediately set it down on the island. At first I thought some neighbor's box had been delivered to the wrong address, but then I saw the stamp and the foundry mark. Jack leaned against the island.
I take it that's important?
Yes. Zoe had known a little bit about Degas from her reading and gallery visits, but in the last half hour, she'd given herself a crash course in his bronzes. Degas originally worked mostly with wax for his sculptures. After he died, his family commissioned a foundry to create copies of the sculptures in bronze, but only a limited number were made. Zoe pointed to the sculpture. This one is marked with a number and letter, a reference to the original sculpture in Degas' series that the sculpture belonged to. That reference number, along with the foundry mark, well... Zoe pushed both hands through her hair, drawing it off her face. That means this could be one of the original bronzes cast in the 1920s. Jack raised an eyebrow, picking up on her doubt.
You think it's a forgery?
I don't know. Maybe. I've been concentrating on paintings lately. I know nothing about bronze sculpture.
I'd say you know a little more than nothing. You recognized the artist and are bringing yourself up to speed on the artwork.
Zoe waved a dismissive hand. But that's not the biggest problem. Zoe swiveled the computer toward Jack. This piece, if it's real, is stolen. Jack gave her a long look. She nodded. Once I realized it might be a real Degas, I switched to searching for who owned it. It came up on the first stolen art directory site I checked.
Jack had been leaning over the computer, scrolling down the page while Zoe talked. He stood up. What a headache.
You're telling me! Zoe realized her voice sounded shrill even to herself. She took a breath and brought it down a notch. The site doesn't list who owns it. It only describes the piece, so I don't know if it was taken from a museum or a gallery or an individual. I'd contact the company that shipped it to us, but I can't find anything about it online, and there wasn't anything else in the box. Zoe picked up a handful of the paper shreds that she dumped on the island. No packing slip, no identifying tag or sticker on the sculpture, nothing. Jack sifted through the paper.
And all the paper used to make the packing materials is blank as well.
Right. So no hint of where it came from at all. Even the shipping label doesn't help. It's just a P.O. box. I suppose I could pack it up and return it to the sender, but I don't think that's a good idea.
No, having a possibly stolen sculpture is bad enough. Let's not compound things by sending it through the mail. I think that would be a federal offense.
Zoe groaned. This is so not what I need. I want to work on the Westall's missing paintings, not spend my time sorting out this... She gestured to the box. Mess.
Jack dropped the shredded paper and faced her. So the Westall came around and hired you guys?
Not exactly. Zoe pulled out a bar stool and dropped onto it. Let me tell you about Harrington's phone call. The Milam family will only work with him.
Jack sat down beside her. That stinks.
Yeah, it does. And what's worse is that it's not the first time it's happened. So I decided I need to establish myself. I need my own reputation. I'm looking into the Westall theft on my own.
Jack said, I think that's a great idea.
You do?
Zoe turned her head and looked at him out of the corner of her eye. Yes.
I thought I'd have to convince you that I should do it.
I know better than to attempt to sidetrack you when you lift your chin and get that determined look on your face.
He leaned forward and gave her a quick kiss.
Besides, I think you're right. If you want people to trust you, then you have to show them you can do the job by yourself.